Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Parents Coaching Parents Network with your host, M.H. Scott. This is a one-hour interactive talk show. We'll talk college recruiting, athletic scholarships, and much more. Here's your host, M.H. Scott.
M.H. Scott and folks, oh man, I'm hoping, really and truly hoping that you're going to chime in on this conversation, because this conversation impacts our children in a very different way. But as I say different, there are some similarities to what they have experienced over the years. And when I'm talking about that unfair treatment of our child athletes. You know, a lot of people say our student athletes, but I encourage you. I'm not going to beg you, but I want you to look up the meaning behind student athletes. We have bought off on that bill of goods that said student athlete is mean that they are students first and athlete second. I got you. I understand that. Yes, that is the intent behind it. But why did they stress the point of being students first and athlete second? That point was brought up and it was constructed by the first president of the NCAA. When a young college athlete was majorly injured in a football competition, and instead of that athlete receiving care and compensation for that injury, no, they stressed the point of him being a student. So as a result, they didn't have to pay workman's compensation. But this student was out there performing on the football field and received these injuries. Sad to say, based on those injuries, that athlete passed away years later. No compensation for the family. Come on now. Is that right? Is that fair? Is that just? His brother had to quit his job to help out with the family and take care of his brother once he was paralyzed. He became his in-home care with no compensation or support from the NCAA. Well, this ugly door has opened once again. And it has opened with this new thing called name, image, or likeness, better known as NIL. Let's not get that confused or mixed up with NLI, National Letter of Intent. But let's look at it as what it is. L, which stands for name, image, and likeness. And I'm going to give you a breakdown of what that's supposed to consist of here shortly. But, you know, I can't go into the Parents Coaching Parents Network show without first bringing up my man, Mr. Keith Wright, and his little piece called The College Experience. Where you at, Keith?
Up a student
ruling of the game. Had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing, I'm out the plumber, out the pen. But I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
You are listening to the number one sports parents podcast in the Mid-Atlantic region. You are listening to the number one sports parents podcast in the Mid-Atlantic region.
Hey, it's the Parents Coach the Parents Network.
You are listening to the number one sports parents podcast in the Mid-Atlantic region.
Hey, it's the Parents Coach the Parents Network. Know the game. Know the game. Guide, assist, mentor, and elevate or educate. Know the game, folks. Know the game. You're listening to M.H. Scott, host of the Parents Coach the Parents Network. If you join in on our conversation, you can always reach us at 516-453-9932. Let me give you that number again. 516-453-9932. Well, we're talking about name, image, and likeness. And the ugly monster it has become in high school and college sports. I'm not going to sit here and try to convince you that it has become an ugly monster. I want you to listen to this little piece that came out approximately a year ago when name, image, and likeness, NILs, was brand new to the scene. Was probably about a year old. And this little piece came out. So I want you to hear this. And let's talk about it on the back end.
At Penn State this fall, the fans are back. The sidelines are electric, but the game is different. After a U.S. Supreme Court ruling last year, college athletes are now allowed to earn money for things like autographs, social media posts, and endorsements through what's known as NIL deals, which stands for name, image, and likeness. Just this month, Nike announced NIL deals with five student athletes, including LeBron James' 18-year-old son. According to NCAA rules, schools can't directly offer money to recruit players, but so-called donor collectives operating independently of their respective universities can offer students NIL deals. Roman Bravo Young is a two-time national champion wrestler at Penn State who chose to come back for a fifth year in part because of NIL deals, including with the local restaurant.
I have my family, take care of myself, and at the end of the day, wrestling is all I got. This is what I rely on, so it's cool. I can get money to help provide my show.
Of the 850 athletes at Penn State, roughly 725 of them are not on full scholarships. So they're paying to compete for Penn State. If we're able to get those kind of deals done for people like that, that takes some pressure off their family.
Jay Paterno and other alumni are organizing these pools of money to help college athletes get paid through NIL deals, including women who are often in less lucrative sports.
We set up a collective called Success with Honor, and that collective is working with athletes to find legitimate opportunities. We're not giving a guy $30,000 to show up and do autographs. we're assessing what the fair market value would be and what people are willing to pay.
Jay's father, Joe, of course, was the winningest coach in Division I college football history, whose legendary career abruptly ended in 2011. Amid allegations, he failed to take action during the university's child sex abuse scandal. Jay Paterno is now on the board of trustees as college sports reach a turning point.
I think we are in a point in the history of college athletics where we got to be honest with ourselves. With $8 billion in TV deals for the Big Ten, for example, we're in the sports entertainment business. Are we seeing no recruiting right now? Oh, I think there's no question. There's always been people that are willing to put bags of cash in players' hands. But now, so much of this is there are no rules.
NBC News has reviewed copies of NIL contracts promising high school athletes thousands, even millions of dollars. And as young athletes hire sports agents to keep up with the offers, some are signing onto troubling terms, like one high schooler who signed away 20% of his future earnings, including from deals the agents did not even negotiate. Could this go wrong?
Oh, absolutely it's going to go wrong. You're going to have some people that sign contracts and become first-round draft picks, and they're going to then realize, oh, my God, I've committed 5% or 7% of my lifetime earnings to somebody who gave me $100,000 when I was in high school, because back then $100,000 was all the money in the world.
Across the country, there's a patchwork of regulations. Some states have NIL laws, most don't. And in a growing number of states, even high schoolers can cash in. Congress has yet to act, but the NCAA tells NBC News schools are responsible for oversight of their boosters, and they are on the hook if collectives break the rules, adding all institutions are required to police themselves. Still, the playbook for student-athletes can be complicated, so much so that educators are now sprinting to teach them the new game plan. Like in Philadelphia, where this recent high school workshop focused on the potential pitfalls of signing a deal.
You got to understand what a contract is. And that way you can make sure that you're protected, right?
Courtney Ultimus used to help pro athletes manage money on Wall Street. Now her company trains thousands of young athletes how to navigate NIL.
As a high school student, I mean, it's impossible for us to expect them to understand how to manage it, to protect themselves. If we don't give them the right tools, they could be in, you know, great danger of losing money.
Al Almadou is a 6'9" power forward from Pennsylvania who is committed to play for Marquette next year. What does basketball mean to him?
Almost everything, basically.
Earlier this year, the high school senior was approached about an NIL deal to make a digital trading card.
He's definitely, but I just wasn't too sure about it. You know, I'm still in high school.
Almadou says he didn't take the deal and he never asked about NIL during recruitment, not wanting colleges to think he was committing for the money. But he believes there are definitely NIL opportunities for him in college. This summer, a community service-focused donor collective signed the entire Marquette basketball team to NIL deals.
What difference could this money make in your life? It could change my mom's life and my life, basically my family's life.
Paterno says college athletes being able to make money was long overdue. But he worries about college sports recruiting turning into a bidding war.
Is this good for college sports? As an old school guy, I'll tell you no. But as a guy who understands where the world is now and the money that's involved, they got to find a place to land this plane.
How long before this gets out of control?
Oh, I'm not sure it hasn't gotten there already. With every state having their own patchwork and schools writing their own rules, it's going to be sooner than later.
One thing that is clear, NIL is a game changer. Gabe Gutierrez, NBC News, State College, Pennsylvania.
You heard that. NIL is a game changer. NIL is a game changer. What does that really mean, folks? That means that this is something that's going to impact our children in a very different way. In a very different way, but is that way a positive way? Or is that way another obstacle to trip them up? I'm stressing this point, and I want you to really and truly hear me because of the simple fact that NIL can be a very, very, very tricky, manipulative, a couple other words I want to use, but I don't think it'd be appropriate for this show because I know I may have some young folks listening, but It's a worm. It's an ugly, ugly, ugly snake. You know, NIL deals, here's the definition or the meaning behind what an NIL deal was initially designed to be. As simply as it may be put, NIL, name, image, and likeness, is a term to describe the meaning through which college athletes, and now high school athletes, are allowed to receive financial compensation. You know, because they were using college athletes years ago. EA Sports had created NCAA March Madness video game. And they was using the name, image, and likeness of the athletes, but the athletes wasn't receiving any compensation. Any compensation. It wasn't until Ed O'Bannon, a long, long time college athlete, hit them with a lawsuit, and it turned into a class action lawsuit. And Ed O'Bannon won. And so name, image, and likeness is designed for the athletes. Hear me when I say that. It's designed for the athletes to be able to receive financial compensation for their name, their image, or their likeness. You know, like when you have these video games that have their names on the back of a jersey and it's for a particular team. That's my name. Yeah, I know it may be hundreds of thousands of people with that same name, but hundreds of thousands of people are not playing with that same team or with that same institution right now that has this name on the back. If they don't put the name up there, but they got a very, 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 very close likeness of your child. You know how they do. When they take a picture of an individual and then they run all these filters over the top, or they do some type of animation to create that same picture, that's image. Or something real close to it, that's likeness. So, again, name, image, likeness is a term that will describe, that describes the meaning through which college athletes are allowed to receive financial compensation. NIL referred to the use of an athlete's name, image, or likeness through marketing and promotional endeavors. Now, hold on. Here's what I want to stress. Here's my point. At what point in time did I say the institution? At what point in time did I talk about the institution being a part of this equation? Well, if you just heard the little short clip that I played for you, the individual that was doing the report talked about how this name, image, and likeness thing can be something initiated through boosters. And these boosters, was it, okay, they call them donors. They call them donors. Donors, boosters, whatever you have. Alumni that's financially stable, that's willing to kick out a few bucks, all the same thing. But again, when they do that, they have what is called a collective, which is totally different from an NIL. That doesn't focus on the individual athlete around the institution. Because if you call back, recall, just do a quick recall on what was just said in that video. The young man from Pennsylvania was offered a very lucrative NIL deal. But he didn't want his institution that he was trying to sign with to think that he was just going for the money. But somehow, mysteriously or not, that institution signed a collective deal. With probably that same donor. Young man was trying to go to Marquette, probably at Marquette this year. Interesting. But instead of now him being the sole entity of that NIL deal, he is now included in what the institution is getting. And now they're able to compensate them how they see fit. Again, that's a problem. Why is it, again, the athletes, hear me now, the athletes are the instrument to which these institutions are able to receive this compensation, but they're getting paid in addition to the institution getting paid. And the institution is dictating how much they are able to receive. Here's the kicker. Listen to this. Check me out. Now, the institution is dictating how much they're able to receive. If you sign the NIL deal on your own, because you're capable of doing that, because it is part of your intellectual property. Let's get legal here. Your name, image, likeness, intellectual property. Check it out. You do the research. You get the receipts for that. So, with the institution being able to dish out what they see that an individual should get, that's what he'll get for during the time that that collective NIL deal is in play at that institution. Meanwhile, he could have signed the deal individually, and probably came out a little bit better financially. But here's something that makes me wonder, and that's why I say, you know, it's an ugly snake. This whole situation is an ugly snake. Because when he turned down the NIL deal from whoever was offering it to him, which was probably one of the boosters from Marquette, or donors, I'm sorry, one of the donors from Marquette, when they couldn't reach him or connect with him to offer him the deal, then they went to the institution and offered the institution a collective deal. So now he still falls under their umbrella. Sad part about that, if that institution is in on that collective deal, and this is across the board, if that institution is in on that collective deal, then guess what? Your child, as an athlete of that particular institution, university, whatever you want to call it, college, whatever you want to call it, cannot sign an additional NIL deal with no one because they have locked him in for their sole purpose. They're using him as that marketing material. They're using her as that marketing material. Is that fair? Is that the way things should be? Interesting. Well, folks, again, if you want to call in, you can always join us at 516-453-9932. 516-453-9932. We're going to step away real quick and just do some pondering of some thoughts. And when we come back, I want to talk some more about this NIL situation. But I'm hoping that you're going to join this conversation because I have a very interesting article I want to share with you in reference to this NIL deal. Again, this is the Parents Culture Parents Network. I'm M.A. Scott, the host.
You are listening to the number one sports parents podcast in the Mid-Atlantic region. You are listening to the number one sports parents podcast in the Mid-Atlantic region.
Hey, it's the Parents Coach Parents Network.
You are listening to the number one sports parents podcast in the Mid-Atlantic region.
Hey, it's the Parents Coach Parents Network.
Don't go anywhere. The Parents Coaching Parents Network with your host, M.H. Scott, will be back in just a few moments.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
Mr. Scott, Coach Klein just calling to check in with you. I'm on my way to Patterson School today. I'll see Mike again tomorrow.
Mr. Scott, how you doing? This is Jeff Battle again. We got disconnected. If there's any problems or whatever, Coach Muse is looking forward to showing you guys around. My cell number.
Mike, this is Skip Prosser from Wake Forest. It's about 7:40. I understand you went by campus.
Mr. Scott. It's Coach Fernandez here with the University of Miami. Hey, hope is well. I just wanted to touch bases with you. I think your son was coming home this weekend and wanted me to give you a call. Hope.
How you doing, Mr. Scott? This is Chris Pompey, New Mexico State University. Saw your son play during the summer with Lou Williams. If you can, give me a call.
Hey, Mr. Scott, this is Coach Bradley down at Clemson. If you had a chance, my cell is 864.
This message will be saved for.
Hey, Michael, George Johnson again with the NBPA. We are pretty phone tag. If it's okay.
Mike Scott, Dan Williams, Philadelphia School District Sports Administration, Compliance, NCAA. You left.
Hey, Mike, this is John B. Lopez, the head coach at West Virginia. Try to get in touch with you here, so. I want to talk with you a little bit about your son. I know he's at home.
Hey, Mr. Scott, Dave Lakeville calling. It's about 6:15. Hope all is well. I talked to Coach Keats earlier today, and he said he had a conversation with you.
Next message.
Hey, Mr. Scott, Coach Keats, call me back with your facts.
Good evening, Mr. Scott. This is Chris Horn giving you a call back from thesaber.com. I hope all is going well. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Sorry about audio. I was actually just...
Scott, this is Justin Young, editor of Rivals.com Basketball Recruiting. I just want to give you a call this morning. It's 9:45. I understand...
Mr. Scott, how are you? This is Dave Latell calling from Virginia. Hope all is well. Just trying to touch base.
You are listening to the number one sports parents podcast in the Mid-Atlantic region. You are listening to the number one sports parents podcast in the Mid-Atlantic region.
Hey, it's the Parents Coach Parents Network.
You are listening to the number one sports parents podcast in the Mid-Atlantic region.
Hey, it's the Parents Coach Parents Network. Hey, folks, I'm back. And I hope that you had some time to consider some of the things that we just talked about and just mentioned here on the air. And again, if you want to join the conversation, 516-453-9932. We're talking about name, image, and likeness as it pertains to college and high school athletes. Before the break, I mentioned something about a collective, NIL collective, whereas boosters or donors, as they say, are able to create their own NIL deal with the institution, not with an individual athlete, but with the institution. And what does that mean, and how does that differ from what a regular NIL deal is? Well, a regular NIL deal was designed so that the individual athlete could receive financial compensation. The collective NIL deal is so that the whole entire team or the institution, and then the institution divvies out how they see fit. So say, for example, they did get a $1 million NIL deal with some donor, and I use that word very, with some donor. Okay, so now, instead of that NIL deal going towards supporting men's basketball or women's basketball or the football team, that NIL deal may support all of their 23 sports. That NIL deal may be used to fund scholarships for some of those sports that wasn't receiving scholarships. But let's go back to the reality of this thing. That NIL deal probably only exists because of that handful of athletes that's on the football team that's making that football team a top-ranked program. That NIL deal is not in place because of you have an athlete that may be a high-performing wrestler or 35th in the conference. No. That NIL deal doesn't exist because you have a golf program? No. That NIL deal does not exist because some of your athletes are swimmers. That NIL deal does not exist because you have a bowling program. Yes, I said bowling. There's athletic scholarships given away for bowling. Yes. That's not why you have that NIL deal. The majority of the time, them NIL deals are attached to the major revenue sports. Or if you have an athlete that really and truly stands out in baseball, or the athlete stands out in wrestling or some other gymnastics or whatever, then that individual may be that talented, that skilled, or that marketable to receive an NIL deal. But when you add in the collective, the institution has now taken over that place. What is an NIL collective? Simply put, an NIL collective are independent organizations that fundraise money for various universities or institutions or colleges to give it to attending college athletes in the form of an NIL agreement payout. Attending college athletes in the form of an NIL name, image, and likeness agreement payout. Okay? And then, like I said earlier, if the individual would have signed an NIL deal him or herself, they would probably got the full bank of it. But by them signing this collective, and institutions force this collective upon them, Here's the thing. Which one of our young children is not going to accept those funds? If I'm telling your child, hey, I'm giving you $500 every month. Okay. They're going to take that. That's $500 to the good. That's $500 in their pocket. So, let's look at the latest and greatest situation of NIL deals. And this just hit March the 9th, which was yesterday. an organization out there by the name of, let me see if I can find the name of an organization. Because what they're doing, and I'm going to just give you the short of what's going on here. And hey, you're more than welcome to chime in, correct me, and add to the conversation again. 516-453-9932. That's the number. There's an organization out there that's going to start a end-season tournament, similar to what the NBA is currently doing. It's called Front Office Sports. Front Office Sports. Like I said, it's currently similar to what the NBA is doing. The tournament will be dubbed Players Era. You know, like it came out a couple years ago with the, you have the NCAA tournament, you have the CIT, and then you have the Invitational, College Basketball Invitational. So this is going to be called Players Era with a $2 million NIL deal. $2 million NIL deal offered to the team that participates. Offered to the team that participates. Now, of course, you got to be the winning team because you're not going to get it if you're just the team. So teams that have been on the radar for this here NIL end season tournament, and you have to win, has been Duke, Kansas, Alabama. Now this is men's basketball tournament. Florida, Atlantic, Houston, Oregon, San Diego State, Virginia, and I did say Houston. So this all has been discussed. So before long, this tournament may be a real thing. It will take place Thanksgiving weekend at the MGM Arena in Las Vegas. Again, this is a collective NIL deal. A collective NIL deal. So this is something that will benefit the entire university. Now, if the university wins and they receive this $2 million, here's the question. The basketball team is the entity that brought in that $2 million. How would that be divvied up amongst those players? Or will that be divvied up throughout the entire institution? That's my question. Again, this article came out yesterday. It says, and you can go and look it up, it says a report, Duke, Kansas, and more in talks with MCBB, Men's College Basketball, tournament offering $2 million in NIL money. The gentleman that wrote this article is called Adam Wells. Adam Wells. Came out March 9th, 2024. Look it up. Again, the title of it is Report Duke, Kansas, and More in Talks with Men's College Basketball. Actually, it's listed as MCBB. Tournament offering $2 million in NIL money by Adam Wells. I wish I could have had a chance to bring Adam on and discuss with Adam, where does this go? How far does this go down the rabbit hole? You know, because quite a few of the other teams will receive some type of compensation, but the winning team received this $2 million in NIL money. Men's college basketball. So does it go strictly to the basketball team, or does it go to the institution for them to divvy up as they see fit? That's my question. That's my question. Again, you can always chime in on this conversation. 516-453-9932. So I say all this to say, really simple, folks. Where is this NIL thing taking our children? And I say our children because I still have some kids in the game. Not none of my own, not any of my biologicals, but I still have some kids in the game. Kids that I know that are honest kids, kids that deserve that edge, that upper hand, that just a bit of relief. But see, here's another thing with this NIL deal. Without having any legal advisement or support, kids are going out here and signing these contracts. And when they're signing these contracts, you're signing contracts that can put you in a big bind later on in life. And what I mean by that, if the individual makes it to the professional ranks, some of these contracts are set up so that these folks that create these NIL deals will get their money back. I don't know if you recall hearing it in the little piece that I shared with you. Go back and rewind it, play it again. But in that little piece that I shared with you, they talked about how an individual was set up into a contract, NIL contract, individual, not a collective, individual NIL deal. And he was set up to the point where any of his future earnings. So if that young man or young lady made it to the professional ranks, this NIL donor or booster or whoever it is, organization, will now be able to collect 20% of this child's future earnings. What the Sam Hill? And please know that's not the words I wanted to use. But how is that fair? So they're figuring out a way to give you the illusion that we're going to throw you a few dollars. You're going to jump on it. Hey, it may even be $100,000. You may get $100,000. But if I got you locked in for 20% of your future earnings, I'll get my $100,000 back. How you like those apples? Parents, know what you are getting into. What your child is getting into, especially our high school athletes. Our college athletes, they can go out and sign that deal, and you may or may not even be made aware of it. Because if you haven't established that strong bond, that advocacy for your child, and he or she knows that you are looking out in their best interest, you may not be made aware of this NIL deal that he or she signed. But if you're able to talk the language and you're able to advise them, advocate for them, now they bring that little trust in and say, hey, now my mom knows what she's talking about. My dad knows what he's talking about. Whoever the legal guardian is, they know what they're talking about. They savvy on this stuff. They're going to make sure I don't get caught up in no back channel craziness, such as you receiving 20% of my future earnings. So if you get a NBA rookie contract, you're getting 20% of my earnings. If you get an NFL rookie contract, you're getting 20% of my earnings. That's more than the agent is getting. Agent on the NBA side, I'm going to tell you, you only get 3 to 4%. But you don't now promise somebody 20%? Oh, man. Come on now. You do the math. Let's look at that from a very real perspective. And I ain't claiming to be no math genius, but if we talk about $100,000, all right, now we talk about 20% of that. That's $5,000 that individual is guaranteed every time. $5,000 every time. So you may get $100,000, which you may not get the full $100,000. But that individual is getting $5,000 from that without a doubt, without a blink of your eye. So parents, we here at the Parents Coach Parents Network is here to guide you, assist you, mentor you, and educate you. So you are your child's biggest advocate. You're in their corner. You're talking their language. You understand what they are getting into. Now, again, these name, image, and likeness deals ain't long term. Your child fade out from being that elite player. That deal fades out. Your child fades out from being marketable based on he can still be the elite player. But if he or she's out there always have their hands, or the law always has their hands on them, or they are always being suspected of something, that deal may go away. Sad to say. Your child gets into a domestic situation and now doesn't have that popularity because folks look at he or she as a loose cannon. That deal may go away. Name, image, or likeness. It's very easy. Disappear for questionable character. So where are our children now? We want to be in their corner 24/7. We here at the Parents Coach Parents Network, we're here to guide, assist, mentor, and educate or elevate the next generation of sports parents. We do that through our podcast here, live on Blog Talk Radio. We do that through our media, social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, and as well as we can set you up with a workshop where we can do a live workshop for you and your group to help you move forward in life. There's quite a few things that you have to make sure you understand as your child becomes deeper and deeper involved in the sports industry. So we here at the Parents Coach Parents Network want to make sure that you dot that I and cross that T. Hey, it's all in it for you. Help us help you. Now we're looking at somewhere along the lines of if you went out there and paid someone for these services, you starting out as a minimum $1,200 to $1,400, $1,500. Talk to the Parents Coach Parents Network, folks. We can make this thing happen to you, happen for you, happen with you, happen through you, and not dig a hole in your pocket. Well, folks, as always, it's been fun. It's been real fun. And, you know, I'm just saying, we're here for you. Anytime, catch us at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on any given Sunday. Yes, I said it, any given Sunday. I'm M.H. Scott, the host of the Parents Coach of Parents Network. And on that note, we out of here. Check us out.
You are listening to the number one sports parents podcast in the Mid-Atlantic region. You are listening to the number one sports parents podcast in the Mid-Atlantic region.
Earnings. So she get out there and make an Olympic team. And all of a sudden, off of that NIL, now I got your hand out.
Sweat and carry on. What's that all?